Today is Tuesday, January 29th, 2008. My name is George Ann, and I want to welcome you to Breaking Through, broadcast on georgeann.com. Archive shows are available 24 hours per day, with such guests as Roy Friedman, who is the co-author of Skinny Bitch, the famed astrologer Susan Miller, Gabrielle, who is an author and spirit medium, and my favorite guy, Danyon Brinkley, the two-hour special sponsored by Making It All Click with Brian Flournoy. And last week's show was just added with Norman Ober, author of Anita's Heaven. And before we go on to the show this evening, I want to remind everyone, I mentioned it last week and I want to mention it again, about two different websites I'd like you to visit. And one of them is climateprotect.org. It's the Alliance for Climate Protection. If you sign up to be on their mailing list, they put together emails to send to your government representatives on your behalf. All you have to do is attach your name. It takes a minute. I mean, they make it so simple to have your voice heard to our government officials. And it really, you know, thinking about it and talking about it is one thing, but we have to attach ourselves to our government officials and let them know how we feel so they can represent us. So I want to inspire you to go to climateprotect.org. Also, there is another website called earthlab.com. And on earthlab.com, it has an EarthLab calculator. It takes 3 minutes of your time. I did it myself. It really is fast. It won't take any time at all. You can get your ECP calculations. And what it is you tell the computer how you live your life and your lifestyle, and it tells you how you can improve some of the choices you make to help our planet. So it really, 3 minutes of your time, I swear. It takes longer to order a Starbucks cup of coffee than it does to do this. So if you can go to earthlab.com, you'll really appreciate what you can learn there. And tonight I want to I was going to invite Jeannie Clock to teach us about automatic writing. Norman Ober, our guest last week, he channeled his wife over 13 years and 3,000 messages, and I thought, you know, it'd be really fun if we could learn how to do that for ourselves. I mean, if Norman could do it as an atheist, I'm thinking we can do it too. And I talked to Jeannie about it, and she said absolutely that anyone could do it. So I thought, what a better show than to teach us how to do it for ourselves. Jeannie, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, Georgianne, for having me.
She's such a sweetheart. I love her. And she's such a great teacher that we're all going to get a lot out of this show. I'm really excited about it. Jeannie, maybe you could tell the audience in your own words a little bit about your background and the work you do.
Okay. I'm 49 years old, and I come from a small town in the Midwest. I've been given the gift of healing and prophecy. And all my life, since I was 14, I have been receiving messages through dreams. And unfortunately, a lot of them were people that were going to pass. And I was regretful. I never had any control over this. And things happened regarding 9/11. I had dreamt that, and it happened. And the most recent one was the Virginia Tech murders. I was in the room when that terrible massacre happened. I know that God has given me this gift, and I am a totally open channel now because of automatic writing. A friend of mine, Kimmy, suggested that I try this, that I was open, and I did. I started connecting with spirits in my home. I tried this for a very long time, 6 months. I started meditating. Meditation is the key for me. I became a vegetarian, and I cleared my mind of clutter, and I just prayed to help people. And so through putting my pen to the paper, I started connecting with spirits in my home, and then it was just a transition process.
Wow. Now, you were talking about, I'm going to go back a little bit, because as soon as you said it, I got a question in my mind, and I have to ask. But when you said you were there at Virginia Tech, so you mean when you dream of something, you're actually like a participant?
I was an observer. The dream was so surreal. When I woke up from it, I had to make sure, first of all, that I was safe. And I was reliving this, and I was very emotional, very shaken, and I started to rationalize what this was. I thought it was something else. I thought it was anything else but what I had witnessed. But then when I watched it on television, it was just...
Like deja vu, huh?
It was, yeah. very, very emotional for me.
Because, you know, I've had dreams where I felt like they were very real, like it was in front of me, like it was something I could be living. And then I've had some dreams that you could tell it wasn't, like the color was different. So for you, was the color, it was just like you were there. It was
I
like,
was there.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that later.
Yes.
So when you started automatic writing, it was at the inspiration of Kimmy.
Yes.
She inspired you to do
this. A friend of mine, I had went to her. I knew that I had many experiences, and she suggested to try automatic writing, and I did. And I tried for 4 weeks, and I got absolutely nothing came through. And then finally I sat down at the kitchen table, and out loud I said, okay, if there's a spirit here that would like to connect with me, please do so.
Wow.
And a little tiny writing they wrote, go away. I got
You're
up
like,
another room.
This is
I'm
my
very,
house. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm very persistent. And again, they wrote, go away. And I went into another room, and I asked that I would like to speak with someone, please. And the name Laura Elizabeth came through. And this is, in the beginning, you can actually feel the spirit guide your pen. And I would close my eyes so that I could focus. And this is what she responded to me. Her name was Laura Elizabeth. And I said I was happy that she connected with me. She told me the year that she died and how she passed. And that was my first experience with that.
Wow. So this is not for someone that's impatient, right?
No.
Okay, so if someone is impatient and they try automatic writing and, you know, for a couple of days and it doesn't work and they just say, oh, it's not working for me, I give up, then...
Right. No, you have to be very patient.
Okay. So for anyone out there, when you're going to be teaching us how to do this, and so they're going to have to give this a good try. Did you do it every day?
I did. The key to this, I must say again, Georgianne, is meditation. I believe with meditation, anyone can do this. And just, I stopped watching television. I released clutter so that I could just focus and have a clear mind. Mm-hmm. So I would meditate twice a day. I would just sit down, close my eyes, put the pen to the paper, and in the beginning, the spirit, you don't cross your T's or dot your I's. You just leave your pen on the paper, and the words are all running together. They might be on a slant. They were not in a straight line. They were very hard to read in the beginning. So it's a transition process.
Well, on the show last week, Norman mentioned that it took him more than a year to convince himself that he wasn't delusional.
Yes.
Can you relate to that?
I sure can. I opened up actually on June 1st. I thought I was delusional. I thought this can't be happening to me. I prayed to help people, but then when I connected with my guide and she told me I was given the gift of healing and prophecy, and I started connecting with my grandparents, my great-grandparents, it was just so much to take in. I mean, in the beginning, when you have that wake-up period, which to me was about 2 weeks' time, where you're just amazed. All the emotions you're going through. I was laughing. I was crying. I was taking this all in. It was a lot to take in.
Wow. Now, I asked Norman, and I'm going to ask you, what was your aha moment, your epiphany, that moment that you knew, this is it, I'm really doing this, this is real, and I'm really contacting someone? I mean, what was that moment like for you?
Okay, I get chills when you ask me that question. I told you about connecting with Laura Elizabeth. That was my first time. So the next day, I have an we call it the old poker shed, where there was rumor that Al Capone used to come and play cards in there. And I took my pad and my paper, and I put a chair in there. And I thought, well, let me see if I can connect with him. So I closed my eyes, and right away my pen started moving, and I kept writing and writing, and I started crying. And I was very emotional. I didn't even know what I was writing. I was just letting the pen guide my hand. And then when I stopped writing, I read this, and what came through was, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, and my father, and they said that the Clock family is here, and we love, 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 love you, and we miss you. And they had given me just specific messages that I just broke down and cried. And to me, that was amazing.
Wow. Wow. I bet that was. Boy, Al Capone, you're surrounded, aren't you? I mean, gosh, you just get everyone. Not only do you have his, is a barn or a shack or what is it?
It's like an old poker shed. They used to come and play cards.
Okay, that's interesting. That's probably another show in itself,
Jenny. I think it could be.
Now, can anyone be an automatic writer? And I want to go back to Norman for just a minute, because it took him, I think he said 13 months or a year before he really felt like he truly, you know, got his wife, mm-hmm. that he was really reaching his wife. And you're saying it took you about 4 weeks. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that you're already open and that, you know, you might want to tell the audience a little bit about the other gifts that you have, too? I mean, there's quite a list of gifts. You're very multidimensional.
Yes. I have taught people to do this. Everyone is different, okay? You can range from, there has been a person that learned this in 2 weeks. She had meditated regularly on a long basis for like 3 or 4 years, so she was already open. So I think that it plays a very important part of this. My gifts, and this is a learning process. I didn't even know what my gifts were until I started figuring this all out. This is like every time a new door would open, another door would open. It just kept getting more and more amazing.
So you just thought from the time you were 14 that you had the gift of prophecy as far as...
Yes, about unfortunately dreaming my cousin's death, my friends in high school, and not always death, but it would be other things, things happening, and it's like I already knew that was going to happen. But I now have the gift of healing, which is also one of my most special gifts, I believe. Meeting my guide Isabel, she was my governess from India 1,000 years ago, when I connected with her through automatic writing. That was wonderful.
Wow.
And she's very strong. I met 7 guides that I have, and she's the most, she's very strong. People can feel her energy in a room.
Wow. Now you're also clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient.
The first time I ever heard of this term was with you. In utero.
Yes.
You do readings in utero. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, too?
Okay, the first time I connected, I was doing a hypnotherapy session. It was a woman. She was having her first ultrasound. She was very anxious. And I started receiving a message from her baby. So I got my pad and my paper, and I started writing. And the baby was saying that he was very thankful to her for giving him the cells to grow, and that his dad would teach him a lot of sports, but baseball would be his favorite. He talked about his last life. He had previously lived 7 years prior to this, and talked about his past lives that he had had, generally speaking. And it comes to find out, baseball would be his favorite. And when the baby was born, January 2nd, the doctor had said that it had a little kidney problem, that contact sports would not be a good idea, but baseball would be okay to play. So we already received that message before he was even born. And he just talked about things that he was going to do in his life, and talked about universal love and how we're all one, and it was just very moving.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you can literally have a conversation with your child before it's born.
Yes.
Wow. That I'm sure it would be a touching experience for anybody. But, you know, it sounds like it was very touching for you.
It was. It's very emotional. It seems like every reading or every contact is just more unbelievable than the next. I think there are probably things, Georgianne, that I can do I don't even know I can do yet.
That's incredible. And you also do past life healing through hypnotherapy. Is that what you're...
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any experiences with that you want to share with everyone?
I do. My own past life was amazing. I was in Greece, and people were making a circle around me, calling my name. My name was Naja. And I relived me, they were digging like a grave site with the dirt, and they put me inside. They put a bag over my head, and that's the last memory that I have of that. But that was very emotional for me to live through.
I guess so. I wouldn't want to see that.
No. That was very emotional.
Well, let's get back to the automatic writing, because the purpose this evening is to teach everyone how to do it. Now, we were talking about meditating, and for someone that doesn't meditate on a regular basis or never meditates, how do you suggest they go about starting?
I would suggest, even if it's 10 minutes a day, just to, like I said, to release the clutter so you can really focus. I think that if they just put their mind to it and just start with 10 minutes a day, I light a candle, I dim the lights, if you want to put on a meditation CD, whatever you can do, just to be quiet and still your mind.
Without falling asleep.
Without falling asleep.
Okay. That used to happen to me all the time. I was like, well, woke up.
Me too.
That's over. Okay. So once you clear your mind, then do you have a pad and paper nearby?
I do. Okay. I do. I also ask for a white light to protect myself around me. I say the Lord's Prayer, and I ask that only pure good energy come through. And I just want people to know where there is light, there's also dark. And where there's good, there's also bad. So you have to, you know, it's recommended that you be a positive person. Someone with depression, I wouldn't recommend that tries this.
Okay, okay. Because that like energy will attract like energy.
That's right.
Right. Okay. So not saying that if you're depressed, you're negative, but...
No,
I guess,
but you would draw in a negative spirit, perhaps. I've seen this happen also.
Okay. And so the best way to dissuade that from happening is to make sure you're in a really good space mentally.
Yes.
And to pray and ask for only positive...
pure good energy to come through.
Okay. And then at that point, what do you do then?
Then you would close your eyes and clear your mind, and you can write hello on the paper, or you can ask verbally out loud, is there anyone here that would like to communicate? Mm-hmm. And then you would put your pencil, I started with paper with no lines, and put the pencil to the paper, and see what comes through.
Now, do you close your eyes when you're doing it?
I close my eyes just so that I can focus. And in the beginning, you will feel the spirit, and it's a very slow process in the beginning. You will feel them pencil. I mean, they will write. And the words will run together. They won't be in a straight line. You don't raise your pen to dot your I's or cross your T's. And the more that you write, the more that you do this, then you know what they're going to say before they're finished.
You know that's going to blow people's minds. You know that. As soon as they feel their hand moving without them, their minds are going to get blown.
Well, it's a wonderful experience. I mean, I say stick with it. The more that you write, so when you feel their presence taking the pencil, then you, after a few weeks of writing, then you'll know what they're going to say before they finish. But out of respect, I let them finish that. And then after a while, you already know what they're going to say, and it's like an internal thought. Mm-hmm. That's how I can describe it.
Wow.
They contact you. It's like if people ask me, do you hear voices? It's not a voice that I hear. It's just like an internal thought. So now I don't really feel them guiding my pen anymore. It's more that I hear what's saying inside of me.
Very interesting.
Although I have spirits that intentionally want to, in their maybe own writing, come through, or they want to take over, and then I let them if I do readings one-on-one.
So I wonder if that's, of the people you've taught so far, has anyone come back to you saying that it opened up other areas or other gifts?
Absolutely. This is the key to all this. I am to teach people. Everyone can do this. A friend of mine, she has a wonderful gift of healing. She connects with her guide, her family members. She does healings. So we all have gifts, and this is a way to open them up.
That's incredible. I had no idea that it would just open up all your gifts
Yes.
in that way.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you know I'm going to try it.
You'll be wonderful at it.
Oh, I hope. Well, God, my mind is busy all the time, Jeannie. It's go, go, go. My mind doesn't rest very well. So that's going to be a discipline in itself to slow it down enough for me to meditate, to keep a clear mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can anyone come through? You were saying that, you know, you can attract negative as well as positive, but, you know, with Norman, for example, I'm going to refer back to him because, you know, I'm keeping in the same theme of the show last week. The only person that he ever spoke of contacting or talking to was his dearly departed wife, that no one else had really come through. Is it because he was so focused on her?
That very well could be. That very well could be. That makes sense.
But he could have taken anyone.
I'm sure he could have.
So, okay. So just so everyone knows, you may not necessarily just connect with one person. Anybody could come through.
That's right.
Okay.
I have channeled Jimi Hendrix. Okay, I was listening to a Jimi Hendrix song, and I thought, well, I wonder if I can connect with him. So I did. And he told me heaven is the best LSD trip that he's ever had.
Wow.
A woman came in, her brother had just passed, and we sat down, and the energy was very strong, and her brother came through right away and said, thank you for playing Stairway to Heaven. And she started crying, and I said, what does he mean, playing Stairway to Heaven? She goes, we played that song at his funeral. So these messages are very detailed.
You do. I've seen feedback from the people that have spoken to you and who you've read for, and the details you get are incredible.
They are.
Names, places, I mean, things that there's no way you can mistake in that.
I spoke to this woman in England, and what came through, I was just giving her a reading, and she didn't specifically ask to speak to her father, but what came through was, I love the new house in Bluemont. And I knew that it was her father, and I read it to her, and I said, this came from from your father. She started crying. She goes, my father passed when I was 4 months old. I said, well, he wants you to know that he loves your new house in Bluemont. And that's another thing. It's like I'm given this gift to teach people that our loved ones are still with us here on the earth plane.
Right.
Yes, they passed, but they still visit us.
Right. They're just in another dimension.
That's right.
And we'll all be there eventually.
That's so. Right, we will.
Okay. So once you, for lack of a better term, once you start automatic writing, do you continue, if you stop doing it, you're probably going to lose it. So is this something you have to do on a continuous basis?
I think to become stronger and more open, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not something you pick up and then you do it a little while and then you just lay it on the side. This is something you want to continue doing as a...
Absolutely. I think the more you write, the more open that you will become.
And you can do it for other people as well as yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to ask any question to anyone, you can put it out there. Let's say someone wants to contact Jimi Hendrix too.
Right.
So you just ask for Jimi Hendrix.
That's how it works for me.
Wow. Wow. Gosh, I wonder who I can get some stock tips from. Rockefeller, maybe?
I have channeled Henry Ford, too. He comes through. He was a friend of someone that built my home,
uh-huh.
And he comes through quite a bit.
Wow. I mean, there are some high-level people that, you know, on this plane that were high-level that you're obviously contacting. So we can contact loved ones. And, you know, according to Norman in his book, he was saying that his wife had to learn how to do it as well on that plane, that she had to learn how to channel and communicate with him. So I guess both of them had to do the work to be able to get the frequency correct. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. Like I said, this was just a transition. I just thought originally I would just talk to spirits in my home. That's what I started out with. I had no idea that I could connect with whomever I wanted to.
Do you think it's any different than a Ouija board?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because a Ouija board has been around for a long time where people use that to communicate. But this feels a little more personal. It feels like you have a little more control because the pen is in your hand.
Right. Very much more control, very detailed. People like this type of reading because they can really ask specific questions and get specific answers.
Well, I'll tell you, there are times that I have written on the computer, I've typed and I've written, and I've thought, where did that come from? I mean, do you think we could possibly be automatic writing at times that we don't realize it?
I do. I think thoughts absolutely can come through that. Yes, I think what you just described would absolutely be correct.
I mean, I wrote a letter to someone, and I thought, it's almost like I felt like I woke up and thought, where did all that come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God it was, you know, wasn't anything bad. You know, it was a positive. I mean, it was as positive as could be, but I wonder how often we do that.
I think it's more often than what we realize.
It's amazing. Yeah, that's what I was wondering when I wrote that letter, I thought.
I just want people to know, Georgianne, that when they do this, there are things that they're going to find out that is just going to blow their mind. I mean, like me. If I can just share one that comes to mind is a mother came. She wanted to connect with her son that had passed on of AIDS. And we sat down on the table, and his name was Steve. And Elaine Meyer came through. And I said, do you know Elaine Meyer? She says, I have no idea who this is. So I asked, and she said, I'm Steve's personal assistant. If you hold on, he's taking a nap right now. I'll go wake him. And now that had never happened to me. That was the first time for that. And Steve came through, and I said, well, who's Elaine Meyer, your personal assistant? What does that mean? And he said that when someone suffers a death like AIDS, God wants us to have a personal assistant. And I said, well, what do? We travel, we read, we go places. Mm-hmm. So that was an experience in its own self.
Yes, yes. That is incredible. That was like in Norman's book as well, where he was discussing how, you know, people still learn, they're still growing. It's another existence. I mean, we may not be able to see them, and they may have a much better existence, but it doesn't mean their learning has ended.
That's right.
It hasn't ended. Okay, so let's backtrack where we've gone so far. For someone that wants to learn how to automatic write, the first thing they want to do is meditate every day, twice a day, you feel, like morning, evening?
I do. Same time if they can do that. That's mm-hmm. great. If they can't, that's okay.
And you mentioned also that the diet, you feel, is important.
You know, people ask me what triggered this, and I really believe it was a combination of things. Meditation being first and foremost. Secondly, I stopped watching TV. Okay, I cleared my mind. I became a vegetarian. I bought a juicer. I was juicing. I think those things, combination, was the key for me personally.
Okay, but not necessarily for everyone, but you're saying it was helpful to you. So if anyone has a difficult time, they may want to look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then at that point, after your meditation, you required, or you said 10 minutes?
I just say 10 minutes because that's a time frame that people can really start out in the beginning. You know, if I say 20 minutes, it's like that's a long time for them.
Well, so then they fall asleep like I do.
Just to start. I mean, if you want to, you know, make that grow into an hour a day, that's even better.
They'll fall asleep.
But 10 minutes, people can wrap their arms around that and say, yes, I can do this for 10 minutes.
Exactly. Other words, a power nap after that.
Right.
Okay. So, okay, good 10 minutes. You clear your mind, you put music on if you have a hard time clearing it like I do, because I'm always thinking, so music is probably helpful. Or breathing. I always heard counting your breathing.
Breathing is wonderful. It raises your vibration level. That's what you want to do.
Okay, so maybe counting breathing or...
Hold it for 2 seconds and release. Breathe in love, release negativity, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Because there are some people that have a hard time with that, me being one of them. So some other tips in meditating was counting breathing, listening to music. You put a candle. You lit a candle.
Mm-hmm.
And music. What else did you see? You gave another suggestion, and I think it's escaped me now.
Then I protect myself with the white light around
okay.
me. I say the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
And I ask for only pure good energy to come through.
Okay. And then... Okay, you open your eyes now. The 10 minutes have passed, and then you have the pad and paper. Or you said you use paper without lines. You
right.
prefer that. So you get some paper and a pen, and then where do you start then?
Then I would close my eyes, and I would put my pen to the paper, and in the beginning I would just write hello and see what would happen. But then I verbally start talking out loud, and I would say, okay, if anybody wants to connect, let's do so now.
Okay.
And that's when I got go away twice, and then I had the Laura Elizabeth come through.
Did you ever figure out who was writing go away?
Oh, yes, I sure did. I talked to all the spirits in my home. her name was Sarah Seitz, and she told me she didn't like me in the beginning, but now she loves me.
You're brave, because if someone told me go away, I'd be like, okay.
I am very determined, let me tell you.
Yeah, that would hit me real hard. I'd be like, go away, well, I'm in my house, we'll just disconnect right here. Wow. Okay, so then you got the go away, and then you were determined, and you're saying it took you about 4 weeks. You've known of people it took 2 weeks, and for some people it could possibly take longer than four
weeks. That's right. Everyone is different.
Okay, but as long as they're determined that they can do it. Wow, that's interesting.
Stick with it. That's what I need to say to everyone, is just stick with it.
Now, for the people that may want to experience automatic writing with you, how would they go about doing that? If they wanted to schedule something with you, or if they wanted to, since you're already versed in this, and this is something you've already learned how to do, and how would people go about contacting you, Jeannie?
They can go to jeannieclock.com, JeanieClock.com.
That's a neat name.
Thank you.
The clock. It's like, it's time to contact Jeannie Clock. It's really great marketing. No, I think that's fantastic. So people can schedule with you, or they can talk to you about any of your gifts. You're also an animal communicator, it says, as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to get you to talk to my dog.
I would love to.
Eventually. He's driving me nuts. He really is. He loves me a little too much. He really does. He's only 4.5 pounds, and he acts like he is, 200 pounds. He really does. He thinks he's a big dog. He's crazy. But anyway, he's the love of my life. He's my dog. What can I say? My little Herbie. Let me see. I was also going to ask you about the other people that you've contacted. You've contacted famous people, you've contacted, do you decide each day, like, do you still do this for yourself? I know you do it as a profession. I know this is your profession, but do you still do it for yourself now?
I find myself not doing it enough for me anymore. My gifts have been given to me to help other people, and that's really what I'm focusing on. I really don't do this hardly at all for myself, I will say.
In the beginning, you probably did it constantly.
I did. So I did. Every day I was getting maybe 2 or 3 hours sleep in the beginning. God has given me message. I've gotten messages from Jesus. I've been told to teach children the Lord's Prayer. In the beginning, it's very, I can relate to Norman and what he said absolutely about not knowing if this was real. And in the beginning, you don't have anybody to talk to validate what's going on. So that can be troubling to some people.
Well, I know in his experience that he actually got a message from his departed wife about someone that they knew, and it was new information to him. And I thought, God, that would be the epiphany for me. That's why I wondered if you had an epiphany where information came across that you were able to validate that.
All the time. There's many. I know I was giving a reading to someone in my home, and we were speaking to her grandfather, and a young girl that had passed over excused herself. Excuse me, my name is Jennifer, and I really need you to contact my mother. There's an accident that's about to happen. Could you please call her?
Hmm.
Okay. So I did that. I knew who her mother was. I called the mother. The mother came to my home and received a message.
Oh, wow.
So
that's, God, that to this day, I mean, it must still really touch you.
It does. It's in the beginning, it was very emotional. I mean, I would cry. I would feel these. I feel such love when I connect with someone that's crossed over and they're relaying a message. And a lot of times they're writing so fast, I have to just assure them it's okay. You can relax. I can't write this fast. Okay, just take your time. We'll connect again, because they're so happy that they're connecting with their loved one. And when I'm receiving the message, this one woman, she's in her 80s, her brother, who passed when she was 13, came through, and his name was Billy, and he wanted to let her know that his leg is no longer in pain, and he was okay in heaven, and they describe how heaven is, and what it was like when they crossed over, and they usually like to talk about the details of the colors, usually, and about universal love, and it's just so special. It's special.
Yeah, very, very. I can just imagine. I was also going to ask you, once these other gifts come through, as far as the clairvoyant, we didn't say that you became clairvoyant from your automatic writing, but you said you did get a clear sense of knowing, or you've heard things, they were coming through your mind at an accelerated pace, as opposed to that you just already knew what was going to be said. Is that correct?
When you start writing, yeah.
Right, but the clairvoyance, not necessarily.
No.
Now, that was that before?
Yes, I had that before.
Okay, but a person might expect to have more of a claircognizance or a clear sense of knowing.
That's right.
As a result of this, or possibly clairaudience. Do you feel like you're hearing more from this experience, from the automatic writing?
Yes, everything. Everything is opened up. It's amazing. Everything is wide open.
Wow. So, is it fair to say that a person wouldn't necessarily have to start automatic writing to open up their other gifts, that the possibility of meditation and...
That's right. Everyone has, like for me it was automatic writing. Some people, they might use stone. Some people use tarot. Some people use a tool. And then there are other people, they can just come sit down and it's just there. But for me, this is what has opened me up.
Have you ever used the computer to automatic write? Have you ever tried?
No, I have not. I have not. But I have heard of people that have.
Right, right. I know that Norman eventually started doing that, but I was wondering if that's something you ever tried, that your hands can move the same way on a computer keyboard.
I think I just like this personal touch that I have with my own self. I think if I were to be typing, I would just lose something, a connection, I think. I haven't even really tried to do that.
Right, I'm sure you could. But so if a person wanted to, they could try it either way, maybe.
I would suggest that they start first with the pen or pencil.
And then once that connection's really strong, I believe that's what Norman did too. He didn't start at the computer till later. I think it was the pen and paper that.
So you develop your skill and you know what's coming through.
Right. So, again, I want to make sure everyone knows how to get in touch with you. For those of you just tuning in, you're tuning in to Breaking Through with Georgianne, and my guest this evening is Jeannie Clock, who is an incredible automatic writer, incredible psychic intuitive. She's got so many gifts, it would take all day to go through each and every one of them. She's really very developed. You're also, I believe you're ordained minister as well, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And you have a degree in hypnotherapy?
I do.
And that's, the hypnotherapy is where you help people with their past life regression. And
I also would like to say, I never really believed in past lives. I was kind of on the fence with that. I read several books, and I hadn't made up my mind that that was really true until I started connecting with people that have crossed over.
Wow. You know what did it for me was Dr. Brian Weiss, Many Lives, Many Masters.
Oh, excellent book.
When I read that book, I thought, huh, maybe there really is something to this. That book really changed my mind. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't believe it, but it's not my passion per se, but I do think there is something to it. You know, the near-death experience has always been something passionate to me.
Yes.
But I didn't give past life any kind of recognition until Brian Weiss.
Mm-hmm. And I know when people have problems in this lifetime, a lot of times it's because they've brought that forward from maybe their past life, maybe a fear of water or fear of heights, or it seems to be always connected. Maybe they had drowned in a past life, but they're afraid of water today or something like that.
Well, there was another movie I saw. It was like on Dateline or one of those news magazines, and there was they showed parents with a young boy, and this boy was like 3 years old, and he was talking about airplanes, and he was discussing the parts of an airplane and, you know, the models and the names of airplanes, and their parents had no idea where he could have gotten this kind of information. because they didn't teach him anything like that. He didn't watch any programs that would have taught him anything like that. And at 3 years of age, I mean, how much vocabulary do you have? Well, it turns out that he was living a past life. He was talking about the name of his plane and what he did to his plane and how he fixed his plane, and he was in the military. And it's like, you know, think when you see stories like that, you know.
I have a 2-year-old in my life that is a friend of mine who was the same way about airplanes, loved airplanes, would know about the rotor and talk specifically. 2-year-old would not know these things. And I did a past life, a general on him, and I didn't put him under anything. I just asked my guide about him. And he was a World War II pilot. And he knew everything about airplanes and loves them to this day. He'll be turning 3 and still is in awe.
That's incredible. See, every time I hear stories like that, I think, okay, there's something to this. But, you know, I wondered, too, if it was just a memory gene or if somebody was just connecting to someone else that had this information, and it, maybe it wasn't necessarily past life. So for me to be completely convinced, I have to rule out all the things that could possibly be.
Right.
So
understandable.
Yeah, but I totally, I mean, I do believe much more in past life. I don't have all the details that I'd like to have, and eventually I will, but yeah, I definitely believe there's something to that. And so you can help people with past life regression also over the phone?
Yes, I sure can.
So if someone has, who would be a good candidate for a past life regression?
Anybody, if they're just curious, for one, or if they have issues in this lifetime that they just can't seem to overcome, we certainly can take a look at that.
When you say issues, do you mean medical issues? Do you mean psychological issues, like, you know, fear of water or fear of, you know, some kind of an anxiety? I mean, when you say an issue, what are you?
I'm saying both. I've experienced in both.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. And then, if someone would like to have you as a mentor for automatic writing, can they do that as well?
Oh, sure. That would be great.
Okay. So, again, we want to give your website, Jeannie, so that people know how to go about contacting you.
Okay. It's jeannieclock.com, J-E-A-N-N-E, clock, C-L-O-C-K.com.
Great. So they can read a little bit more about you, and they can check out all the different services you have, and they can also, if they choose to receive a reading from you, they can go about ordering that on your website as well, correct?
Yes, they can. Thank you.
Well, Jeannie, I really appreciate you being here with us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
It was incredible. I'm gonna start doing it. I will keep you posted.
I want to know all the facts.
I know. I'm just, you know, I'm wondering if I'm going to get fearful or if I'm going to think, oh, my God, what is this? I've had communication through strange ways, through lamps.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have this lamp that was a halogen lamp. And every time you turned it off, it would click a few times, you know, like when the bulbs were cooling down. And one night, this thing clicked for an hour. And I know when someone wants to contact me, they always mess with things in my room. They'll always mess with the clock radio will go off.
Anything electrical, TV, radio.
The lamps, yeah. So this will be really interesting. I think my room is pretty active, so I think I'll probably do it in there.
Also in cars, Georgianne, I've done readings and got in my car and went to start it. It would start, but everything on the dashboard would be flat. Like all the arrows and everything would be totally down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And then what do you do?
I just say, okay. I just get on with my day. I start driving.
I'm
used to it, I guess, now.
You say, I'm all ears. What do you want to tell me so I can move my car now? See, people may not realize when it's a true, you know, a true problem with your car or if it's real.
Right, well, I've actually called the dealership in the beginning when this would happen. I've called them twice to explain what was happening, and they could never give me an explanation. They even ran the tester on it and everything, and they say, Jeannie, there's nothing wrong. So now I know it's just the energy.
Well, I have to tell you a story. When I was in my 20s, and I won't tell you how old I am now, when I was in my 20s, I went to the beach with friends, and on the way home, it was a brand new car. I had a Nissan Maxima. It was only a few years old. It was probably 2 years old. It was still under warranty. And on the way home, all of a sudden, I mean, I'm putting my foot to the, you know, on the gas pedal, and we're just not moving. And it was, there was nothing wrong with the car. So we pull over, I try to start the car, It will not start. Put the hood up on the car. And there, I just tried for like 20 minutes to start this car again. I had no idea what was wrong. You know, you lift the hood thinking, you know, I'm going to be able to see what's wrong, like me. I wouldn't recognize it if it were a snake that bit me. I really wouldn't know anything about a car engine. But anyway, there is a guy that stopped, and he asked what was wrong. And I said, my car just stopped running. And he looked really strange. He never looked me in the eyes. He looked down, he had very frizzy red hair, and it was a real crazy situation. I just thought it was really odd he wouldn't make eye contact with me, and he asked me to get back in the car to try to start it again. And as soon as I got in the car and started it, you know, and turned the ignition, the car started. And it's like, oh my God, 20 minutes of trying to start this car and it wouldn't start. So anyway, I looked at him, I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry you stopped. It's working. Thank you so much. You know, thinking this guy must be good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon as he got out of sight, it was about 5 minutes, as soon as he was out of sight, my car died again. And I ended up going to someone's home and asking to use their phone, and I called a tow truck, and they towed it to the dealership. And the dealership had it for a little less than a week, and I went to pick up the car. It was ready. And I told them the story of what happened, and he looked at me, and he said, that's impossible. He said, your gas line was shot. He said, the gas line, there was no gas getting to the engine. And for me trying to start it for 20 minutes, any gas that was in the line would have already been gone.
Right.
And so he told me my story was impossible, and I said, I'm telling you, that's what happened. So there was an intervention there of some sort.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I was protected apparently from this person, I don't know, but somehow, some guide, some spirit, someone out there helped me out.
Right.
But anyway, I didn't mean to give that story, but I just thought it would be interesting. Since you gave a car story, I'm giving you mine. Well, I want to thank you again, Jeannie, and I want to remind everyone to go to jeannieclock.com, JeannieClock.com, and you won't be disappointed. She's read hundreds, thousands of people, and they are all extremely pleased with the results of her reading. So if you would like a reading with her firsthand, or use the information that she gave on the show, which is very useful, I'm planning on trying it out, and I'll let everyone know how I do. And try automatic writing for yourself. And I also want to remind everyone, for future guests, and if you would like further information about the guests on georgeann.com or more information about the archives, please sign up for the email updates. It's right on georgeann.com. Click on newsletter and sign up. Also, I'm on MySpace, and I also give updates to my show on MySpace to all my friends, and it's under Georgeann K. Or you can also click up on the link where it says MySpace, and you can connect straight to my MySpace page. And again, thank you very much, Jeannie. I'm sure everyone is appreciating your insight and helping us to learn how to do this. And also, I want to let everyone know to come back next week, and we'll see you again.
Thank you, Georgeann.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.